And now the moment that every fan's been waiting for. The playoff predictions. Who's going to the playoffs? Who's winning in the playoffs? Who's winning the Super Bowl? Coming live to you. Well, live-ish. I mean, it's live to us, but whatever. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. To my right, my loyal co-host Chris. And we're bringing you our playoff predictions, starting off with the NFC. Go ahead and give you a recap for my picks here. I have the Packers leading the NFC at 14-2, immediately followed by the Eagles at 13-3. So there's your top two seeds for the NFC. And then the Falcons at 12-4 will be ahead of the Cards at 9-7. And your wild cards would both be 10-6 teams, the Giants and the Saints. The Saints will be placed at 5, the Giants at 6, because head-to-head during the season, the Saints will beat the Giants. Who you have in the NFC yourself there, Chris?
I got the Saints in first with 12-4, Packers 11-5, Philly 11-5, fourth is St. Louis 9-7, fifth Atlanta 10-6, and then I also got the Bucks 9-7.
So they you know,
three from the NFC South.
Yeah, that's pretty darn interesting. Three from the NFC South, so that means, yeah, okay, that could happen.
I had a lot of 8-8 teams in my picks.
So, but then you have the Giants at 8-8 too, yeah. Right? So they're one game out. So there you go, proving that Chris's homerism does not prevent realism. In any case, there too. So you had 11-5 for both the Eagles and the
Packers.
And you had the Eagles at number 2.
And Eagles at number 3 and Packers at 2.
What's the tiebreaker on that?
I don't know how they do the tiebreaker.
Well, it's either head-to-head or right. NFC record.
They don't. It'll probably be the NFC record.
Mm-hmm.
Because Philly's bonus games, Green Bay.
Green
Bay, I have them winning both the Giants and the Rams, and Philly losing to Atlanta.
Okay.
So that's where it is, the head-to-head there.
So, yeah, that one, that's a close race. And that's a big deal because that determines for you who got your bye. The Packers get a bye on the strength of that.
Yep. They got the bye this year.
That's funny. Okay. So I will shoot through my AFC six. And then
you didn't want to go through all the way through to the...
You know,
final
yeah,
pick.
Let's do the brackets.
Make it
why
easier.
Not? Okay, fine. For me, I have my first two games, and feel free to weigh in on how you feel about these picks, just so it could be an interactive experience. I have Falcons, Jets, and Cardinals and Saints, my first two opponents.
Who do you have? Falcons.
Falcons, Giants.
Giants, okay.
I said Saints, didn't I? Excuse me.
You said Jets.
Well, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Falcons, Giants, Cardinals, and Saints. The Falcons prevail over the Giants, and of course the Cards get slapped around by the Saints, not only because they're a superior team, but after getting beat by an NFC West team that didn't deserve to beat them last year in the form of the Seahawks, ain't gonna happen again. Bringing me to my next two matchups, Falcons.
You want me to go to the... Oh, no, never mind, sorry.
Go ahead and do yours.
Okay,
if you want.
I'll do mine too. I got... mine will look like the Bucks-Eagles. I got the Eagles winning that game.
Yeah, I figured. Bucks-Eagles, that's going back to the days when the Bucks were contending for a Super Bowl. That's a big matchup there.
Right.
The fans are going to be stoked for that.
And then I got Rams-Falcons.
Okay.
And I got the Falcons winning that game.
Last time Rams and Falcons faced each other in the playoffs was when the DVD crew was still in place. Duckett, Vic, and Dunn. And they crushed the Rams then as well. See, okay, and that brings me to my my divisional playoff, which would be Eagles, Falcons, Packers, Saints. I got the Eagles over the Falcons. Vic will be playing his old team and making a difference for the Eagles in the playoffs, rather than making a difference against the Eagles for the playoffs and the Falcons like he did in his past. I see also the Packers beating the Saints just on the strength of having more defense than the Saints do.
I got, it'd be the Eagles, Packers. I got Eagles prevailing this time.
So the Eagles beat the Packers.
Eagles beat the Packers.
In the divisional round. We're going to keep that in mind.
And I got Falcons, Saints, and I got the Falcons winning this one.
Okay. So, I have Eagles, Packers in my NFC championship game, and when they face each other, I have the Eagles prevailing. Packers fans would remember that the Packers beat the Eagles by 5 points in the wild card in the first round, right, in the wild card round. The Packer faithful would defend that the Packers will be probably be less injured than they were last year at this point. I would also argue that the Packers might feel a touch entitled in this game because they won the Super Bowl last year, and Vic will be a lot more sharp when he's playing the Packers, I think, in this occasion. Chris, who's your NFC conference championship?
It's Falcons, Eagles, and I got Eagles.
Okay, so we both have the Eagles coming out of the NFC. You know, and I didn't feel right about picking it, and I looked through my bracket again twice, and I don't see it going any other way. I mean, if I get the Packer game wrong, you know, you win some, you lose some on there. I can't have the Packers. I couldn't pick the Packers because I couldn't pick them returning to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I had them losing. And I actually had them – I messed up my bracket, so I actually had Eagles-Packers in the championship. But how I had them ranked, there was no way that possibly they could do that. So they had to do – you know, I had to have them in the – before the championship. Right. So.
Okay, so we got the Eagles coming out of the NFC. Let's go to the AFC then. My teams go as follows. The 14-2 club consists of two teams, our top two seeds in the AFC, the Ravens and the Pats. Due to the head-to-head matchup where the Ravens beat them in the regular season, I have the Ravens ahead of the Pats. Colts at number 3 at 10-6. The Chargers at number 4 at 9-7. Remember, only getting into the playoffs over the Chiefs thanks to a slightly superior AFC conference record. And the wild card teams for the AFC South making it rough for the rest of the conference, 13-3, the Steelers and Jets. The Steelers prevail there for a better conference record than the Jets. So the Steelers at 5, Jets at 6. Chris?
Yeah, I got the Patriots at 14-2, Steelers at 14-2, so Patriots first. Steelers second.
On the strength of the tiebreaker, head-to-head.
Head-to-head. Three, I got Houston. And four, I got San Diego.
So Houston makes the playoffs in Chris's world. Texas fans, that would be our email is SOTG@thesteamofthegame.com if you wish to email your praise to Chris.
And then... fifth, I got the Ravens at 12-4, and six, I got the Jets at 11-5.
So, I mean, for me, it's awful enough that it's 13 games to even think about the playoffs. 11 games for your crew isn't exactly a simple place to be either. So, my wild card games are Colts-Jets, Chargers-Steelers. Look, the Chargers are going to get crushed by the Steelers. That's pretty obvious. I had to mull over Colts Jets for a while, but I ended up picking the Jets. For me, it doesn't matter because I don't see them getting past who the next opponent would be. Either way, but I did pick the Jets over the Colts officially.
I got the Jets over the Texans. And that one, and then also got Ravens.
Yeah, they just made the playoffs. You didn't expect them to win a game, did you? Shoot.
Yeah, no. I got Ravens over the Chargers as well. They're just going to kill them.
Which leads me to my next round. I got something wrong. Oh, no, I don't. No, I'm good. Ravens, Jets, and Pat Steelers. I got the Ravens over the Jets.
We got the same four teams.
Yeah. And I got the Pats over the Steelers. Once again in the playoffs.
I got Jets, Pats. I got the Pats winning that game.
Ooh, that'd be a ridiculous game to watch. And I think you're
happened last year.
And they've beaten the Patriots before in the playoffs. I don't see him doing it a third time.
So basically the...
I don't see Rex Ryan beating Belichick in the playoff for the third time in a row. I don't see it.
We have the same top four teams, which are still the same top four teams that were in it last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
True that.
And so what I did was basically the losers of last year I have winning this year. So I got the Ravens, Pats. It just works out that way.
I too have Ravens, Pats, AFC Championship.
Actually, no, I was wrong. Sorry. I got Steelers, Pats, because I just think Steelers... Oh. Just something about the Steelers this year when I was looking at the preseason. Even in preseason, it was just like, wow.
Except for the part where they were playing the Skins and getting killed.
That was with second string, though. Yeah, no, I got Steelers, Pats. I got the Ravens losing the game to them.
Okay, so
something kind of happened.
My AFC Championship is Ravens, Pats, and I have the Ravens overcoming. Chris?
I got Steelers, Pats. I got the Pats this year.
So you got Eagles, Pats, in the Super Bowl. I got a Bird Bowl. I got Eagles Ravens in the Super Bowl. I see Eagles and Ravens matched up together. I don't see Michael Vick being able to run outside of that linebacker core. I don't see Michael Vick being quite as effective. And I don't see the Eagles defense. Sure, they'll be able to stop that pass. But once the Ravens start beating them down, they'll be forced to creep up. The Eagles may have a running game now. It's not going to be enough. The Ravens have a great running game. And not to mention, oh, by the way, Ray Rice, all he got to do is a play action move out of the backfield. He's open for a pass, too. You've seen Ray Rice take games over, leading both at rushing and receiving. I got the Ravens over the Eagles. Ravens, despite all the talk, despite being the Steelers' little brother for all these years, win the Super Bowl.
See, I'm going with the Patriots... Eagles. What I think is, since the Eagles have Dami Asawa, Rogers Cromartie, Sante Samuel. Well, there
That's
goes
a great set of corners.
There goes Chad Johnson, Wes Welker, and whoever the Deion Branch is still there. Whoever their other third receiver is out there, they're all covered.
Or they could put one on that tight end that was so good last year.
Gonzalez,
correct.
From Florida, or the other one that's started coming on.
Well, if they put
too.
Them both in, they probably have a linebacker on it, but even still.
Right. All right, so I got the Eagles winning it. From a New York fan that has a Boston team and a Philly team in the Super Bowl, that's usually unheard of. So.
Now, keep in mind, I had to switch to sparkling wine because I ran out of Yingling, and I almost spit it all over my microphone when I heard the Giants fan picking the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
I just don't think the Patriots defense will be. They're good enough to beat the AFC teams, but with Philly,
where's the pass rush? Who's going to cover Vic?
Right, and that's the thing with the pass. As I said,
feel like if you had the Ravens advancing to the Super, like if I saw your Super Bowl, I would have to pick the Eagles, wouldn't I? Wow. Mm-hmm. But if you saw Ravens Eagles in the Super Bowl, who would you pick?
I still think I'd pick the Eagles though.
Why? How'd that work?
Just how good the secondary is, how good this defense is for the Eagles right now.
Mm-hmm.
They might be in the top five this year.
That secondary, I think, is the reason why it'll work, because I felt like the Ravens would be able to establish the run. But anyway.
But I don't know with this Colin Jenkins and Jason Babin and all these pickups they had. Yeah.
Who's already there, but.
All these pickups they had, the Eagles had this year. I just.
Casey Matthews, I think, has you a little convinced too. Yeah, for sure. Right.
So
anyways, this will give us our current season predictions. Glad to see that the lockout ended so we could have a season to predict. But in any case, we will see when the season starts. If you have any opinions about any of our predictions, go ahead and email us at the SOTG. Check that. I'm getting that wrong. SOTG@gmail.com. You could also subscribe to us at iTunes. Check us out on Twitter at the SOTG. We have our website, www.thestreamofthegame.com, directly linked to our Twitter account as well, so you can check there if we've updated our page as well. And in any case, we'll see you for the season, folks.